Blog Talk Radio.
make you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
up a little bit. Take it to church, Daryl.
I just came to tell you, hold on. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. The promise of the Lord is that it's temporary inconvenience, a permanent improvement. So go on through your Monday. Praise Him on Tuesday. Shout on Wednesday. Glorify Him on Thursday. Get yourself ready Friday. And then get set. Because the Bible says that your weeping may endure for the night. But hold on. Because when the morning comes, your joy will be there.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, and I say greatness to all archive listeners, to all listeners, elements of life, ancestors, ascended masters, masters, spiritual guides, whatever you, we can go on forever with this, being grateful, just grateful. Hi, I am your host and messenger for this evening. I am Yahshua Elohim. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries by way of BTR Blog Talk Radio. Topic, subject, and title, Transcending Sankofa. I spoke on transcending Sankofa, and I'm going to continue to speak on it, but the subtitle has been forgiveness. It has been forgiveness, about being forgiving and giving forth that which no longer serves the higher aspect and the non-physical aspect of who you are, which is your higher self. Your soul self, so that your soul can communicate to the spirit of the divine, of all that is, the mind, the one mind. And how forgiveness is very important, and how it is one of the things that must be done. It must be done, and it's, I guess you can say it's an act of humility, because, sometimes we do not want to forgive, and sometimes our reasons are legitimate for us, for the carnal, but they're not legitimate for the divine, for the spiritual cultivation of the soul journey, they're not legitimate. Anything that holds you in bondage and keeps you from the truth of who you are cannot be a good thing. Nevertheless, there is no such thing as a good thing, but it cannot assist you in progress. Oh my goodness, I'm getting something here. You are responsible for your own spiritual cultivation. You're responsible for how you respond to circumstances, situations, and conditions. And based on your response to those things, there's a degree in your transcendence or your transforming process. There's a degree. So when I speak of degrees, I'm not speaking of high or low, because high and low is basically the same thing. But there are degrees within the highs and the lows. I was reading the other day, and you know, the material in which I was reading, it was talking about descending, and when you're descending, you begin to ascend. There's always this correspondence. The law of correspondence is always working. It's always working, and it can feel like a slippery slope. Let me put it that way. It can feel like you're not going anywhere, but you're going somewhere. So I can't really say that you need to be doing this or whatever you're doing, it is not going to progress you. I cannot say that. The only thing that I will say, and I say it based on my own experience, is that whatever that is, it will delay the progress. It will hinder it. It's almost like walking in quicksand. But you've created the quicksand by the feelings that you have, the negative feelings that you have. You've created that. That is a reality that you have created. And in quicksand, we all know that you cannot move. You lack mobility, and your mobility, your ability to move is limited. It's very limited, and it's slow, and it is dense. And you don't, that's not something that you want to entertain for long periods of time. But some people do. Some people like the drama of life for long periods of time. They like the drama of life. And then, you know, some people just use it as a leverage to propel them forward. But forgiveness, going back to forgive, even though we have good treasure that we can go back to, in regards to our traditions and things that we have been taught, stories, fables, even though we can go back and fetch those things that are layered with jewels of diamonds and rubies and gold for us, there are a lot of things that we have to go back, pick up, and purify. You purify it by cleansing and renewing your mind, becoming new again. And if you don't become new just one time, every day you are anew. Every day you become anew because of your thinking the way you think. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you can renew how you think about forgiving and how you think about unforgiving a person, place, thing, or idea, perhaps you can find a spark of light within that and within yourself in the contemplation of that and unravel the knot that binds you to bondage, pride. I spoke on pride last week, how most of the time we don't want to forgive because we're puffed up with pride. But a lot of the times we don't want to forgive because we have been bruised. We have been bruised in such a way, down to the very depths of our core, that the act of forgiving is no longer in view. And to even think about forgiving, it doesn't even make sense to us because we become psychologically addicted to our wounds, the wounds that were caused by the person, place, or thing that has betrayed you. We become addicted to that, to the wounds. And we tell wound stories. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I was this, I was that. Sometimes you have to tell a different story. And, you know, if you begin to tell a different story, maybe, just maybe, you can unravel the unforgiving part. Maybe you can unravel that. Maybe you can get down into the center of that and actually see it for what it really is and forgive yourself for holding yourself in such a space for so long and forgive the other person. Let the other person off the hook. As you let the other person off the hook, you let yourself off the hook because you got yourself in chains, and you are bound by your own unforgiveness. So, I was listening to, before I even move on, I played Marvin Sapp, and I played Donna Lawrence, Sunday, When Sunday Comes. You know, and when I was thinking about this song earlier today, I don't know, I watched that movie titled City of Angels with Nicolas Cage. Now, I don't know the young woman's name that was in it, but in that movie, the angels would get together on a particular, I guess I want to say every day they got together, every day, but it seemed like they got together on a particular day. And I'm just going to say, on a particular day, they got together and they held their face towards the sun, to light, towards the light, out of the darkness, the ignorance, the night. They held their face to the sun, okay? So I was thinking, I said, my goodness, okay, you know, you have people. If we're not doing our traditional thing as far as going to church, we're doing something to acknowledge the divine light, because that's what Sunday is. That's what Sunday is. And I, you know, and that's what I feel that is in my being. And that Saturday is a preparation up, going up into Sunday. When I think about Saturday, I think about the Saturn planet, because it has a lot to do with discipline and tasking and responsibility and, you know, holding you in a certain space. so that you can take responsibility for your actions. But I don't want to get off beat. I don't want to get off the path of what I'm saying. But every Sunday, we as a people, and I don't care how we do it, what we do it with, who we do it with, every Sunday we hold our faces to the light because it is Sunday. It is a day of the sun. It is a day to acknowledge the divine. It is a day to acknowledge the light. It is a day to go into the light. It is a day. And not only that, I was born on a Sunday. So that's what makes it even more special to me. But yeah, I just thought that was just so interesting. Even though we don't commune or we don't fellowship in the same way, we don't believe and we don't see things in the same way, there's a orchestrated divine movement that is going on, and we are in it. We are in the mind of the all. We are inside the mind of the all, and we are these universes that have a capacity to think and to feel and to experience life through our thinking and feelings and the emotions. I just find that interesting. Very interesting. But getting back to forgiveness, as I mentioned last week, that forgiveness is not, I'm not going to say that it's an easy thing, because sometimes in our minds or in our reasoning, we think that being unforgiving is legitimate. And it may be legitimate from a physical perspective, but from a spiritual and soul perspective, it doesn't exist. But the thing is, we are in the physical, so we have to engage in the materialistic things of the earth. We have to engage, and that's one of the things that must be transcended. It must be transcended. So, you know, also, when you decide to forgive someone, you are taking ownership of your own personal power. You are taking back your power. You are calling it back and calling and giving it forth to the divine so that it can be transcended. But it has to begin and end with you. In order for that divine cooperation to take place, because at the end of the day, we have free will, no matter what. And your free will is not, it will not be opposed against. It will not, you know, God is not going to say, well, I think forgiveness is good for you and you need to stop it. And I'm going to make you forgive because this is what you need to do in order to get closer to me. No, it's not going to happen. You have free will, just like you have a mind, You have a mind to feel, and you have feelings to act. So in forgiving and taking back your own power, cultivating your own personal power, which is your soul power, going into your soul purpose, you begin to be the expression of the divine, moving towards the light, moving through levels of truth, calling forth the light, that the light of truth and wisdom may assist you in the choices that you have made, so that they can be purified and you be transformed into a new, made new. That's what we're doing every day. We're walking and we're moving towards the light. And however we choose to respond to a person, place, thing, or idea, it dims or it empowers that light. It dims or it empowers that light. And not only that, as you begin to respond to circumstances, people, places, and things from a truth, wise, and light perspective, you will become the embodiment of your soul journey. So what happens is you're no longer on a path because you have become the path. You're no longer looking for the light or holding your face to the light because you have become the light. And in becoming the light, people will validate. People will validate. Strangers will validate it. Your community will validate your light. Saying that you are the light of the world is not enough. But for your community to see it, for someone in your community to see it, proves validity that there is a spark of divine that resides within you and is hooked up to the light of all lights. The light of all lights. How can we come out of our mother's womb still bound to her based on the umbilical cord and think that we do not have that same umbilical cord with the etheric, with the divine? As above, so below. Everything that happens here is just a reflection of the divine. You know, when I look at the sky and I see how beautiful it is and the clouds, I say within myself, it is nothing but the ocean. It's just the sky and the clouds in a different form, a different degree. It has, there's a transition. There's something else has taken place. And it's almost like everything has turned upside down. And I just, you know, levels of truth. As you begin to move closer and closer to the levels of truth, truth will come to you because the frequency of your thinking has changed. So in order to aid and assist that frequency, you were drawn to your life the things in which you need to have in order to navigate yourself through life, that you may be the expression of life. There's nothing more powerful than one to realize and recognize that they are the expression of life. That life is divine. It is divine. It is divine in nothing more beautiful than that. Instead of saying, oh, I'm just going through life. But you are life. Why just go through it? Why not be the expression of who you are? We are here to be the expression of life through the eyes of the divine, through a God view. That's what we're here for. And we had a desire to be here. We chose to be in this space. We chose our parents. We chose the everything that is going on in our life. This is the power of now. Everything that is going on in our life, we chose to experience it. We chose to experience the power and the ability to create realities. We chose that. We chose our family. We chose our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. Some of us, you know, I know for me, when I when I began to wrestle with that, and it was a wrestle, I asked myself, how would I do that? Why would I do such a thing? Why would I do such a thing? I did such a thing so that I can be where I am right now. So that I can be where I am right now. I was talking to a close friend yesterday, very dear friend. And I said to this friend, I said, you might not tell me exactly what is on your mind, but your soul will let me know. This is why people, when things are going a certain way in your life, you cannot fathom why it's going this way. The soul itself knows exactly what you need, who you need, when you need them. And the soul calls unto another soul. So we are, even though we're speaking to each other in this physical body, it doesn't really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Because it is the soul that is communicating. It is the soul that is communicating. I'll stay away from that. But yeah, it's the soul communicating. Because the soul has purpose. It has this purpose here. And you are in divine cooperation with that soul. However, soul cannot override your will. So at some point, you have to free your mind to know thyself. You have to free your mind from the fetters of the darkness of this world. To know yourself. If you cannot free your mind, you will not come into knowing yourself. You will not come into the light of who you are. You will not recognize the light of who you are. You may get glimpses of it. You may experience it for a moment, a window of clarity, they call it. But it will be as if seeds are thrown on solid rock. It will not take up root. It will not grow. And that is truth. That is truth. So, you want to forgive? You're having a hard time with forgiving someone? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Feel it. Think about it. Think about it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it until it doesn't make sense to you to be unforgiving. And when it doesn't make, it no longer makes sense to you, to your soul, then you let it go. You release it. And now you can act. Now you can act. And it doesn't always mean that you need to go to this person and forgive them. Sometimes it just means that you need to get with yourself. And that's where the forgiveness needs to take place, is within your inner sanctuary, your inner being of who you are. And because we live in an energetic space and we communicate soul to soul, and we do it telepathically, we do it by astral projection and what have you, all the clairaudience, because of the clarity of the energy, the person will get it. And it will clear the space. It will open up the space. It will open up your heart. It will open up your heart. And you may feel a certain way. You may weep. That is a sign of release. You may weep. You may just let it go by just breathing it out. Or you just may let it go just by opening up the door. And I'm saying, like, let's say you're sitting in your own living room, you're sitting on your couch and you're thinking about this situation. And you just get up and you just open up the door, your front door. That right there is a release. Letting yourself off the hook. Releasing yourself and letting yourself go. Letting yourself go because you let it go. You let it go. The soul enjoys life, and it enjoys experiencing life from the higher aspect of who you are, as the likeness and the image of all that is. So it enjoys having fun. It enjoys laughing through you. It enjoys cooking. It enjoys talking with friends and being loving and kind and generous. It loves that because it's so easy. And it's almost like a calling back to being childlike, because children, until they are heavy laden with layers of fetteredness from things that are projected on them, they are loving, they're kind, they're thoughtful, they're considerate, they're independent, They're self-sufficient in some ways. And when I say self-sufficient, all babies don't need someone to play with. They can play with themselves. They love the company of themselves. And that's how you will have to find yourself to be. I have to say, it's the ultimate stage of humility. It is the ultimate stage of humility. It is the ultimate stage because you go back into the womb of the divine. You go back into the womb of the divine. And there's nothing more powerful than being on one accord with your higher self. Nothing more powerful than being on one accord with your higher self. Because your higher self knows what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It knows. And it wants you to know. It wants you to know. So, with that said, you know, you can always reach me at Sankofa Infinity on Facebook. I am Sankofa9@gmail.com. You can also call me 347-559-4291 in regards to the services that I provide. I am an inspirational speaker, inspirational writer, inspirational coach. I am inspirational. Therefore, I am always, always in the spirit, and the presence of the Lord is always with me. The presence of the Lords are always with me. So with that being said, I say once again, if you have someone in your life that you have something against, find some reconciliation within yourself. Get with yourself. Get with yourself. And when you get with yourself, don't go to why you should not forgive a person. Begin to ask yourself, why should I forgive? And from there, go to I want to forgive. And from there, go to I am forgiving. And from there, go to I am a loving person. Therefore, I must forgive. And I must give forth that which no longer serves me. I am that I am. I am. That's it. You know, now, this is my affirmation. I just made up this affirmation, but I say to you, come up with your own affirmations, because your affirmations are corresponding to your rhythm, your vibration, your frequency, and your mental capacity. I just gave an affirmation based on my frequency. Your frequency might not be like my frequency. So it is never my intention to tell a person how to do a thing. Give you step by step by step, because I can't. I have not that type of power to say what you need to be doing, because I trust that the divine within you knows exactly what it needs to be doing. I can point you in the direction by saying to you, ask the question, why do I or why should I forgive? And from there, I am a loving kind person. See, I can't even repeat it because it's so, you don't repeat things that you just don't. And this is why I am not good at regurgitating. I'd be trying to repeat something somebody said. I can't say it. I can't, I just get it all jumbled up and I do this, that whatever is that has been spoken, I do it no justice. So I have to speak the way the soul, the way my soul and my soul speaks to me. And with that, provide a vibration, a frequency in the words in which I speak. But the thing in which I do, you can do as well. I am no special thing, yet I am a special thing. I am. But we all are. And, you know, we all are. And we all matter. To me, we all matter. As long as you have life in your body, and as long as you have spark in your body, we all are. I heard someone say that everyone does not have a soul. I'm yet to retrieve any kind of information that says that just certain people have souls. I haven't gotten to that space yet, and I have not received that type of information. But for me right now, in this moment of power, I am saying that everyone matters. And as long as you have breath in your body, you can, to me, that lets me know you got something in you. And it is not man-made. If you can breathe, just the breath alone tells me that you are divine. And that's all I need. That is all I need. Anything else, it has not been given to me. It has not been given to me to investigate or probe or ask questions about. So with that, that is my level of truth. That is my level of truth. But with that, I'm going to leave this show, and I'm going to leave you with another piece from Donald Lawrence. I think I played it last week. It's Your Time. And I will be back on the air Tuesday at the same time, speaking the same way, in the same way, moving towards the light. So I say to you, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and keep it real, because you know what? You are the creator of your realities, not reality, but realities. Peace.
How many people know it's your time? Oh. We want to thank y'all for coming. I just want to encourage somebody, let you know I am speaking over your life. You get ready to walk into the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance. Just look at somebody and say, it's your time, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Yeah.
How many people know it's your time? Oh, just touch somebody and say, it's my time.
Everybody say,
thank you, EMI, BMI, to our guest artists, to the choir, the band, Cedric, Danny, Chris, Mel, Reggie, Coon, Lloyd Berry on horns, horn section. All my friends that came in, Ricky, Edwin, Ted, everybody, I preach, I love you so much, Jonathan, everybody that's here. If I forget your name, please know it. Don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. Choir, I love you so much. Thank you so much for all the hard work. Give them a big hand one more time, everybody.